We celebrate today in the fifth week of the Easter season the feast of the great Dominican saint, Saint Catherine of Siena, one of the first women to be declared a doctor of the Church by Pope Saint Paul VI. And the hallmark of her very brief but fruitful life, she only lived to be 33 years of age, wasn't what most historians think. She helped restore the papacy to its rightful place, bringing the popes back from exile in France back to Rome. But it was her writings and the example she gave of her devotion to the Most Blessed Eucharist. We listen and understand yesterday's gospel where Jesus teaches about him being the vine and we are the branches. All the saints give us examples of what it means to understand and actually live what he says, that apart from me, you can do nothing. We listen to the Acts of the Apostles in the Easter season, where we get a very good and a very clear narration of how the apostles, so few of them, and those first disciples, converted through the preaching of the gospel and their example much of the known world. But it's precisely because they understood what Jesus said. St. Catherine of Siena could not have accomplished what she did without that intense devotion to the Most Blessed Eucharist. It was her life, literally, as she speaks of it in her writings. And we see that joined to Christ through the Eucharist, what she was able to do for the love of God and the Church. We probably aren't called to do such dramatic things in the Church, but we are called to unite ourselves with Christ in the same way so that in our lives we do what he is asking us to do, to give glory to the Father by the words and works that we display and exercise. And in the process, we will save our souls.